So how do we connect with God so that we can get positive energy? See, connection with God is not a physical thing. It's not that something like electric socket, you connect a socket over there. It's not like that, because God himself is spiritual. But that principle is similar. It's like if there is a power, there is a powerhouse, and that power is coming through a electricity line. If I connect with it, I'll get energy. So that similarly, when we connect with God, we get higher connection. We get connected with the highest reality, and then positive thoughts and positive energy comes into us. But the connection is of emotion and intention. The connection is of emotion. That means we direct our heart towards it. We all have a nature to love, and we all have a longing to be loved. So we direct that towards Krishna. When we do that, that is a connection through our emotion. And not just a connection through emotion, a connection also through intention. Intention means we want to serve God. We want to do something practical in our connection with God. So chanting the names of God is a very powerful way by which we can connect with God anywhere and everywhere. The holy name of God is the most portable form of God. Wherever we are going, we can take the holy name with us. And we can that way connect with God. Beyond that, the association of those who are godly, that gives us inspiration. That gives us further impetus to connect with God. And the temples are the places where God's presence is more manifested than in other places. Temples are filled with spiritual sound vibrations. So when we go to a temple on a regular basis, then that enables us to become solidly rooted in our connection with God. Further, so there are connections at various levels. There is a connection at an intellectual level that happens when we study the scriptures, when we understand the philosophy. So, there are certain standard processes that are given for connecting with God. At the same time, we can see also how we feel most inspired to connect with Him. And we can maximize that. So essentially, bhakti pareshanubhava virakti ramyatra. And when there is bhakti, when there is a connection with God through devotion, there is paraish anubhava. There is experience of God who is the highest reality. And that paraish anubhava leads to viraktir anyatra. We become detached. Worldly ups and downs don't trouble us so much. We are enriched with a higher reality, with a higher satisfaction. So, and the holy names of God, we call it A, B, C, D. A is association of devotees. B is books, studying books. C is chanting the holy names. And D is deity, going to the temple. If we do this A, B, C, D, we can very easily and effectively connect with God. Okay? Yes. One last question? Oh, yes, Prabhu.
And that just reminded me,